Make sure this matches. Check, check, check. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, boy. Guess who's back in the house?
Back again.
It's empty. Jeez. Oh, yes, I am.
Very stoned.
I'm taking over.
Oh,
my cutie pie. Where the hell is he?
You should have said, where the hell is Wells? Because that would have rhymed.
Oh.
Wells is on his honeymoon.
Oh, he is, is he?
Wait, I forgot to hit record on the video. That was the best part. Guys, I'm trying to be a professional here. I'm trying to record video. I'm trying to record a podcast, all without Wells. It's going to be a miracle if it works out. A little ASMR in honor of Wells.
What's that mean?
ASMR?
What's that mean?
It's like the sound of you lighting.
Oh. Is that thing? Hey, I've been talking about this.
You've been talking about
people.
Something you have no idea
about. Let's go back to, let's break it down.
Let's break it down.
With Tish and Bran.
Wow. I'm not good at this.
Big cousin.
Me guys,
either. I'm insane. It's just not okay.
Clearly, Wells is not with us today.
Clearly.
I think we prepped him last week for your arrival. But I got to say, Tiz, you were a big hit the other week.
Speaking of big hits.
Oh, boy. No banging the table. Oh, God. Now I'm screaming. We can't bang on the table this time.
Put this down.
Okay. I know. Like, if we need to bang on something, well, the leg, I think, would do it. Not the table.
Speaking of bang.
That's definitely what Wells
and
Sarah.
You know what one of my favorite movies was?
What?
The Banger Sisters.
Oh.
And I feel like that I should not tell this because then somebody else will do it. Not as good as me, but they'll try. And you do a 6-episode Netflix series called The Banger Sisters, and it's a show instead of the movie because it would be so freaking fun.
I mean, people are doing that now. Remember The Lincoln Lawyer?
Yes.
That was a movie.
I actually like that.
Someone turned it into a Netflix series.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it would just be so good. And if Susan Sarandon and Goldie Hawn would come back and actually do it, it would be so sick.
Genius.
It could be their, like, Grace and Frankie.
Uh-huh.
Only cooler.
I've never seen The Banger Sisters. What?
There's no work. Bran, are you serious?
I'm serious.
We're going in the house and watching it.
Okay.
As soon as this is over.
I bet Keys hasn't seen it either.
We are watching it. Okay. It is so freaking good.
Great. Time
Honestly, up. Susan Sarandon's real-life daughter plays her daughter.
Oh.
It is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
Well, that's cute.
It is so good.
Love that.
Anyway.
All right. Banger Sisters it is.
And I know who I want to write and direct and do the music.
Oh, you do.
Yes.
Speaking of Mean Girls.
Mean?
Wait, Mean Girls. That's where I get that from, right? Mean Girls?
What?
The O-U-D. Oh, no, yeah. Bridesmaids. Wow.
There's really, no better movie.
I'm really not okay. It's Bridesmaids. But speaking of Bridesmaids, speaking of Mean Girls, because I brought it up, we'll get into it later because it's a favorite thing, but have you seen Due Revenge?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, my God. Okay, we'll talk about it in a second. Talk about it in a second. Should we introduce the show?
Yeah.
Before I forget, because I will forget.
I love this show.
I love this show. Do you love this show, or do you just love talking on the podcast?
No, I love it because I get to tell all my favorite things.
That's true, because on our podcast, you just do that anyway. So.
I know, but I just love to talk about things I love.
Great. Well, who doesn't?
And I love love.
Oh, boy. Pretty sure a few weeks ago on this podcast, you were hating on it.
No, only on certain love. Not my love.
Well, your last one.
Yeah.
We were pee-pooing a little.
Uh-huh.
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 But she does love love.
Uh-huh. I literally said it to my love the other day. I just love love. Because I just kept trying to get these two people together, even though they may not be right for each other, but they kind of are. And I just, like, if they have a chance at love, I want to give it to them.
Are we talking about
Yes. We're not allowed to say that. So, anyway, yes, I honestly should have my own, like, should I have my own, like, dating website where I help people find love?
I think you should have an app because websites are dead.
Oh.
But an app, yes.
I could be their fairy. Tish, I could do their fairy.
I'm just trying to think. What would be a good name for the dating app?
Truly Tish.
Jeez. Wife Tears, if you have any suggestions for the name of said app, we would be okay, grateful. Okay,
guys, I'm not even kidding you. I have, like, a serious, like, I know how to match people.
Do you? Because I'm single as fuck, and you are not helping your girl out one bit.
You're too difficult.
What do you mean?
I'm too close to the situation. Yeah.
I cannot.
But I'm just good at it.
Mm-hmm.
I really am.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like maybe I should be a, ooh, that would not be nice to say the F word.
I said it.
We are not allowed to say the F word.
Mm.
I don't know. Let me think about it.
Okay. Okay. How long do you think you can record video on the iPhone? I've never done this before.
Me either.
We'll find out. All right. Well, I think we should enter the show.
Me too.
You know how it goes? You remember?
No.
I'm going to say you're listening to Your Favorite Thing podcast with, and you're going to say Tish and Brandy.
Okay.
Because normally it's Wells and Brandy.
Okay.
But it's Tish and Brandy today. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. You're listening to Your Favorite Thing podcast with
Tish and Brandy.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding.
I don't have a bell. So.
Me either.
That's all we got. Or, you know. We're slacking.
I'm sure I could download.
I can only do so much, okay? I got to talk. I got to record. I got a video. I got to do all the things. You don't bring anything to the table. Now I know how Wells feels. Honestly, I know.
Except good looks, brains, like, I don't know what else you want from
style.
I don't know what else people want.
I want you to stop banging on the table. That's what I want.
Let me drink some Celsius and calm down.
I wish Celsius was paying us for you to drink that Celsius. As honestly, as much as you drink it, you keep them in business.
Did you hear that one?
The
let me drink some Celsius and calm down.
Honestly, though, ding, 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 Celsius.
That is such a good commercial because then it's like, I'm going to drink some Celsius and calm down. And all of a sudden, this person is like
bouncing off
slam
the walls,
dunking and like whatever.
It's genius. Call the marketing team.
I think I should.
These chairs are making me sweat. They're like fuzzy.
Okay, let's get serious.
Jeez. All right. Should we talk some fave things?
Yes.
As Wells would say, you got some fave things, bro.
Like, I have so many.
Oh, great.
Like, honestly, I'm just high on life.
You really are. The minute I landed in this city, I said, my mom is on one.
I mean, I just feel great.
You're on one.
Even my back's out and I still feel great.
Yeah, you did throw your back out, but you're not sitting on your donut.
And I still worked out this morning.
Did you stretch or did you work out?
Stretched. It was painful because I'm injured. But I did. I usually would cancel.
Yeah.
And
who told you not to?
You.
Me.
And I didn't cancel and I feel so much better.
That's wonderful.
So
aside from stretching, what are some of your favorite things?
Can it be anything?
Anything you want.
Okay, can we kind of stay in this like topic of like, okay, do you know what truly, truly, truly changed my life?
Weed?
No.
Yes.
That is obvious.
It did.
But you know what really did is foam rolling.
Oh, yeah. I love foam rolling.
Okay. So I have a trainer who honestly, I just cannot say enough words about her. Sorry. I'm not kidding. She changed my life, not only physically, but mentally, and got me through one of the hardest, most difficult times of my life, which we talked about before. And I have never, like, kept up with a workout until her because she just does things. She does everything different. If anyone out there has never worked out because you go and somebody trains you too hard, and then you can't move the next day and your neck hurts and you feel like crap. And I did that so many times. This trainer changed my life. And at my age, I had never worked out, and I thought everything we were doing was so stupid, and she just felt sorry for me because I was old and ancient.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was all functional movement. You should see these abs.
Like, I see them.
Honestly, look at these abs. That is like, I like functional movement, people. She's amazing. I'm going to put her up on the website because.
Great.
Anyway, her biggest thing is. We foam roll before we work out and after we work out. And I'm always ready to go. And she's like, nope, she will not let me leave before I foam roll. And even just do different types of just a little bit of stretching, like a child's pose and the foam roller. And if I do that, I am not sore after my workouts.
The foam roller.
When I don't do it, like I'm sore. It feels kind of lumpy and tight. If I foam roll, my body does not feel like a 55-year-old woman's.
Okay.
Foam rolling.
Foam rolling. Ding, ding, ding. I do love that.
Seriously.
All right.
I love it.
All right, YFTers. I mean, there's a lot of sleep hacks out there. We were actually talking about noise machines earlier, but there's also like no snacking at night, yoga before bed, meditation. I try to do that. Instead of trying them all, you can immediately transform your sleep with Bowl & Branch. We're talking about the best-selling sheets ever. Incredible on night one and only get softer with every single wash. Brandy and I love Bowl & Branch sheets.
I truly do. I just got home from being gone for like 2 weeks, and there's just nothing better than getting in my own bed with my cozy, cozy bedding. And for me, that is my Bowl & Branch sheets. They are made with the finest 100% organic cotton and are completely free from toxins. They feel so buttery soft, but they're so breathable at the same time. And they're perfect for the summer months ahead where it's a bit toasty out. Plus, they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. And if you don't love them, you can send them right back.
That's right. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl & Branch, BOLLANDBRANCH.com. Promo code FAVORITE THING.
Well, circling back to Do Revenge, I can't believe you haven't seen this. I'm going to need to borrow your phone since mine's taking video. The editors.
I went from Kid Rock to a school teacher.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about? Kid Rock?
Oh.
Or Emily Ratajkowski or whatever.
Oh, my God. I truly cannot. Do Revenge. It's a new Netflix movie.
Really?
It's so cute. Everyone's saying that it's this generation's Mean Girls, that it's like the Gen Z of Mean Girls, and it is similar, but totally different kind of at the same time. But Camila Mendez from Riverdale, she's the lead.
Uh-huh.
Maya Hawke is also in it from Stranger Things. I don't know. Austin Abrams, I've never seen in anything, but he's the guy that's the lead in it. I thought there was somebody. Oh, Sophie Turner. She has like a very she has a very small role in this, but it's a good one.
She is so freaking good.
Yeah, it's a funny
She's
role.
She's my favorite.
Yeah, so it's really cute. Let's see. Here's the synopsis.
Okay.
Okay. Popular Drea wants revenge on her boyfriend for publishing her sex tape. An exchange student, Eleanor, is haunted by a rumor. The two teenagers team up to take action against their tormentors. So yeah, basically like these two girls.
Are you freaking for real right now?
I'm freaking for real.
But this show is about a sex tape.
Kinda.
This is not okay.
Okay, so they say sex tape on here, but really, so really the show starts with Camila Mendez's character is dating the most popular guy in school, and they're about to go on summer break, and he's like, but baby, you should make me a video so that because I'm going to miss you so much during summer break. Typical men garbage. And she feels pressured to send him this video, so she takes a video of, like, her getting off with herself or something. Like, it's not an actual, like, sex tape with a guy, but it's obviously a video of her nude, and then he leaks it to the whole school, but denies it. And because he's, like, the golden boy of the school, like, everyone, like, lets it slide. You know, typical men getting away with everything. And so she decides to, like, take revenge against him and then meets this girl who had a similar story but with her ex-girlfriend at her old school. And so they team up together to do revenge for each other. It's very cute. Very cute. Hmm. Soundtrack is phenomenal.
What is the moral to this story?
Men are garbage?
Ding, do ding, ding. Not do self-tape yourself games and send it to your boyfriend.
That too.
If you don't want the whole world to see it.
It's very
Come
true.
Come on.
I know. Ugh. But it made for a great movie.
Yeah. I mean, if you want everybody to see it, go for it. But if you don't do that.
Yeah. Wells already talked about this movie, I think, last week or the week before. But it is very good, very cute. The music's amazing. It's all 90s tracks, like 90s throwback top hits. And it's very cute. So highly recommend that one.
Hmm. What have you been watching? Have you watched The Patient?
Yeah, I have. We talked about it a little bit.
I love it.
Are you caught up?
Yes.
I'm not. But okay. You can run it for me, though.
You know what? That my only problem with it, it's pretty slow.
That's what I said last week.
No, this week's was monotonous.
Oh, no.
So, like, it is so good, and the concept's so good. And I mean, Steve Carell's amazing, but it is monotonous.
I told Wells last week that it was losing me.
It is losing me.
Mm-hmm.
So, the other thing, have you seen? I am so lame. This is so sad. That my age is watching this school. It's a show about college students.
Is it Tell Me Lies?
Yeah.
I was literally just looking it up. It's good.
I love it.
I love it too.
It is so good.
It's so good.
What is her name?
Grace Van Patten. She's amazing.
I love her so much.
I know.
She is so gorgeous.
Okay, so this is a show we haven't quite yet this is a show we haven't talked about yet. I kept meaning to bring it up last week, and I kept forgetting, but this is good because I guarantee you Wells has not seen it. But the show is called Tell Me Lies. It's on Hulu, and Grace Van Patten is the star. She is so good. Also, though, who's the other girl in it that's so good? Oh, the dogs are losing it. Which is it, Alicia Crowder?
Yeah, love her.
I love her too.
She dates what's his name?
She's the one that is the virgin. Uh oh, hold on, we need a quick pot. Mom, I can't see him. Okay, whoever edits this, hey, it's our guys. He's dying. Let me read the synopsis real quick, and then we can get into it. I'm gonna do the Wells voice. Lucy Albright and Stephen DeMarco quickly fall into an addictive entanglement that will permanently alter their lives and the lives of everyone around them. A tumultuous and intoxicating relationship unfolds over 8 years. Tell Me Lies. That was a great Wells impression. Fuck, I'm good at this.
That was so formal.
That's what Wells does.
He's not.
He's not.
I feel like people like the way I tell it better.
Okay, so now we can actually talk about it. So, yeah, it's set in college. I think it's what they're fresh. The two girls that are roommates, it's their freshman year, and they start dating upperclassmen.
Yes.
That are on the football team or something. And then there's a group of, like, it starts out with a group of four friends, and, you know, one's a virgin, and one's a party girl, and, like, it's just all different types of girls from, like, you know, that have, like, different backgrounds or whatnot. But Grace, what's her character's name? I'm blanking because it's been a couple weeks since I've watched.
I watched it last night and I cannot remember.
But she starts dating this guy that is a complete freaking sociopath. We've all been there.
Who I absolutely love.
No, you do not.
And I know he's a sociopath, and it makes me like him even more.
You are exactly what is wrong with the world.
It is. And I just saw this about the reason that people like me go for people like that.
I mean, I've dated two people like that.
Yeah, well.
I mean, not quite that sociopath. I mean, maybe they're that. I mean, they're sociopaths.
Yeah, you have. And honey, I can write the book on it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the show is so good. I don't want to give anything away because I feel like right off the bat, like, there's some big things that happen.
And she has a strained relationship with her mom, which I yes. love.
Oh, who? The mom is the doctor from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's the lesbian doctor that's the peds surgeon. The blonde girl that's from Grey's Anatomy. She's the one that plays her mom.
And I absolutely love his mom. What's her name? Kathy? Not Kathy. Yeah. I don't know her name in real life, but his mom, the bad guy, mm-hmm. the sociopath, his mom is so good.
Yeah.
And you really see why he is who he is.
Yeah. I will say, though, this show is, like, rated X. I mean,
it is.
I'm shocked. The sex scenes in it.
Like, I actually fast forward some of them.
I always think that my sister Miley would be so uncomfortable.
Oh, she would
hate sex scenes.
She would fast forward for sure.
She would hate it. But yeah,
I fast forward.
Like, I think I saw a dick in the first episode.
Ew.
Right? Ew. I think I did.
And no one wants to see that.
Nobody wants to see that.
At all.
It is like, it belongs on HBO as far as, like, you know, the raunchiness of it, but it is still very good. It's a great show.
I did not. It just drives me crazy that we just say that word so easily now.
What? Which one?
D-I-C-K.
D-I-C-K. You are stoned.
It's so gross.
Oh, no. Yeah. I don't know. It's just there. That's what it is. What else would you call it?
A penis.
I think that's worse.
It is.
Oh, I'm sweating.
It's just not okay. Pee-pee.
Ew, that was way worse. Absolutely not.
I always call them a pee-pee and a tutu.
Oh, my God. Wells is going to kill us. Can we even say that?
I mean,
I'm sweating.
It's just so much cuter.
I don't think any of it's cute. I don't think any.
Well, that's the point.
I think we have to turn the air back on. I can't. I think it has to come back on.
Wow.
This
has to go. We're going to move on from this.
I can't sit on this fur.
Oh, my God.
I'm sweating. Okay, we got to move on. Tommy Lies, great show.
Yes.
Great show.
I think Grace Van Patten is the standout.
Oh, for sure.
And I do love Steven. Steven is fun. I'm serious.
Oh, that's funny. I think the other guy, he's a smaller role. I think he's so hot. Hold on. Every time I get into your phone, I have to do the thing. Let's see. Not that guy. Oh, well, he doesn't even show up on here. Wait, how come? Oh, Jackson White is the guy you like. He looks so different there. That is insane. I don't even see him. Anyway, great show.
Yep.
What else are you watching? what?
Nobody's going to, this isn't even going to matter. So I'll just tell you and move on.
Yes.
I'm just so sick of bad shows. So I thought, I'm going to just watch something from the 70s that I know is going to make me laugh within 5 seconds. So I started watching Three's Company again with Suzanne Somers and Jack Ritter and Joyce DeWitt. And I swear, like, it is so crazy how politically incorrect it is now.
Oh, my God.
But honestly, there is also, like, it is only on for 2 seconds, and I literally am laughing out loud. It is so freaking funny, and the delivery is so good, and they just do not make TV like that anymore.
I've never seen it.
And I love Chrissy. She dressed kind of like me with pigtails.
Are you really not? Are you watching anything else or no? I'm going to go on a rant about House of the Dragon, which I know you're not watching.
Let me think. What is the last doc I watched? Because I just watched one. I can't remember what it is.
Documentary?
Go on with yours.
I feel like I just watched something on the plane, too, that... Oh, no, I guess it was Due Revenge.
You know what I want to watch is the Armie Hammer one.
I want to watch that, too. I think Wells watched it.
I've heard it was good.
Uh-huh. I do need to watch that.
Yeah.
All right, well, my mom has never watched an episode of Game of Thrones in her life, and she's really missing out. But, guys, I watched last night's episode... Well, this comes out on Wednesday. So I watched this past episode of House of the Dragon. Is it just me? Because I'm crushed that they have fast-forwarded 10 years and replaced the actors. And I feel like all the diehards on Reddit and all the and TikTok and all the things that are like the Game of Thrones fans are so pumped about these new actresses that are coming in to play older Rhaenyra and Alicent. But I'm having a hard time because it just feels to me, even some of the actors that are the same character, like Haughty Sir Harwin. I'm going to call him Haughty Sir Harwin from now on. That really rolls off the tongue nicely. He's the same actor, and he just seems different to me. Like, it's very weird. I feel like they didn't do the best job of this whole fast-forward situation. It just kind of feels like an entirely new story. And that's not to say that, like, the actresses that are playing these girls, like, these women aren't great, because I do think they're very good. I'm just having a really hard time correlating them with, like, the younger versions, and I don't know why. I'm going to rewatch the episode tonight with my friend Kirsten, because I have gone back and watched every episode twice again that's come out so far, and it's really helped me a lot. Game of Thrones, I think, is one of those shows where, like, you kind of have to watch it twice, because once you know stuff that you find out later down the road, the stuff in the previous episodes means so much more. And it has so much more context. And so, like, if you guys have the time and you like it enough to rewatch and watch everything twice, I would suggest that, because I've been able to catch so many more things.
Oh,
you have. But anyway, I just don't know. And I think it's like, I am such a nerd. I've read a lot of the stuff online about the story from the books. Like, all these fans are online telling you guys, like, details of everything. And so I've been reading, and I kind of already knew that she was going to have kids that were Sir Harwin's instead of the guy she marries because he's gay. Like, I kind of already knew that. But I don't know if I had read that online, if I would have really put two and two together during last week's episode. So I don't know. You guys let me know what you think, but I'm just a little confused by it. I have faith it's going to get better because the show is so damn good. But I don't know. Just last week's episode was hard for me. Mom has nothing to say. Also, I'm a little upset at Sir Criston for, like, jumping ship and going over to Queen Alicent's side, because Queen Alicent, she has not turned out to be very nice. Honestly, like, she is just a lot like Queen Cersei, and I don't know how I feel about that, because I really liked Alicent in the beginning, and now she just kind of sucks, and she's making Rhaenyra's life miserable, and I'm not thrilled, and making her kids' life miserable, and I'm not thrilled about that either, because Sir Harwin is so hot. Hottie Sir Harwin is hot. I'm going to show you him, and you're going to die.
I'm falling asleep.
Okay, we're going to switch topics. Anyway, that's my House of the Dragon rant.
I never get those shows.
It's so good. So good.
So what else?
Did you think about your doc that you watched?
what I need to do, you need to get into your DMs here and see if anyone wrote us messages. Is that Grease? Oh, what a throwback.
I love Grease.
Loved it. Oh, latest Ooh. What? I forgot about our Amazon segment.
Wow. I've bought a lot lately.
I almost feel like we need to pull up the history.
I feel like we may.
Oh, my Lord. I forgot about the Amazon segment. Okay, well, your messages suck. Give me this. Everyone is just saying how much they love you and miss you and miss the pod, and no one's asking actually any questions. Ooh, okay, that's a good one.
Which one?
Okay, we got a couple. Okay, why of tears. So, on my mom and I's podcast, we do this segment called DRMT. I think we've maybe told you guys about it before, where we have people call into our voicemail and ask for advice. And we kind of actually stole this for YFT. We just released last week that we have a voicemail. But so we did.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. So I did a little Instagram story just a few minutes ago before we started, asking anyone to DM me with some messages for my mother. So I'm just gonna click there and see what couple we got here. You didn't watch The Bachelorette, did you?
No.
Okay. Somebody wanted your opinion on it, but so Bethany wants to know what our biggest tips for good time management or motivation are.
Not smoking weed.
I was going to say, this is not a good question for my mother because her time management is terrible.
It truly is.
Why is it so bad? She literally woke up this morning, I have so much to do today. Pat's coming over for an hour. I got to work out and I got to drive all the way to Valencia. My day is full. Like, I'm sorry, that's a full day for you? I cannot.
And then podcast.
And then a podcast. Honestly, okay, here's really the only tip I can say for good time management. If you don't use a calendar or a planner, get on it because it's a game changer.
I have to do that.
I have to have some sort of calendar planner situation. And I am a big fan of making lists and writing down what needs to get done, because if I can check it off or delete it off the list, that gives me so much satisfaction that it motivates me to get it done, to take it off the list.
Me too.
Maybe.
I do it in notes on my phone.
I do too. I do the same thing. So to-do lists are great. I'm trying to think about
those slim amount have been on there for like 8 years.
That doesn't surprise me. Yeah, as far as motivation goes, I don't know, drink coffee, that helps me.
Yeah, and Celsius.
Again with the Celsius. Let's see here. We got a voice note. Oh. We got a lot of voice notes from Christine.
Hey, okay, so I just asked this in the YFT DMs, but I don't know if that's written by you or Wells. Anyways, literally so cool that Tish is going to be on the pod, because I have a question about marijuana. Delta 8, I love so much more than Delta 9, just because I normally get paranoid with Delta 9. Anyways, my question is... with Delta 8, because I remember you guys doing a little episode on it and your siblings do it or whatever. Do you guys think it's sketch at all? I try to buy ones that are tested, but I never see any that test for actual heavy metals or any of that. And I know Dr. Amon does spec scans on Delta 9, but he doesn't do them on Delta 8. So I have no idea the effect on the brain, but I've seen a lot of articles that's beware of Delta 8. But I love it so much. So what are your guys' thoughts? Do you recommend it? What do you guys know about it in tests or anything? Are there any brands you guys recommend? Just let me know. And oh my gosh, I'm so glad it's a mini Sarah Stone reunion. So amazing. Okay, I miss you guys. You guys are stupid lit. Okay, bye.
She's in deep. She knows about Dr. Amon.
Also, what are your thoughts on the iPhone 14? I just ordered the iPhone 14 Pro, but right after I ordered it, I saw all these videos of the camera tweaking whenever people open up certain apps.
Mine does that.
I don't know if you have the Pro, but what are your thoughts? Do you like it? Should I cancel my order? It's on back order, so I have to wait till October 7th to get it. But yeah, what are your thoughts? Okay.
Ah, da for her.
One more.
Hi. I'm just going to take advantage since this is a rare occurrence, okay? I just had a question. So my grandma, who I was very close with, passed away back in March. And I keep hearing songs that remind me of her, and then I'll start to cry, actually a lot of Noah Cyrus songs, but love her, but literally the songs make me cry because they make me like think of her like ready to go and like Loretta's song and everything. So I was just wondering, like, how are you guys like dealing having it be a few years later after the death of that person you guys were very close with? And like, what do you recommend like healing from the hurt of that? Anyways, love y'all. Bye.
This was a full spectrum question.
I do not even have one good answer.
Okay, well, let's start from the end, I think, because I was gonna say let's start from the end because it's interesting, Christine, that you asked this today, because my mom and I have actually been talking about my mammy a lot today. That's who it was that passed away that obviously we were so close to. It was my mom's mom, my grandmother. And yeah, it's just kind of been, like, I feel like that, you know, it's like always going to be ups and downs. Like, you're always going to miss them. And I think some days are going to be harder than others. And there are days where like things just remind you of them. And when I got here yesterday, it was like the first thing my mom said to me was, I was, you know, broke down in tears over mammy because I passed by her house yesterday and I was just so sad. And then today we actually had to go to, the place where she lived and we've just been cleaning it up and handling some of those things. And so she's just been on our minds a lot lately.
Yeah.
I just think it's something that, like, I wouldn't say it ever gets easier. I think that as time goes on, like, there will be days that are harder than others, but I think just having somebody like in your life that you can talk to about it, mm-hmm. if there's anybody that gets it, that even if you just need to like cry a little or vent a little or just even have somebody to say like, I miss mammy, you know, exactly. what I mean, and have somebody say me too, it just kind of makes you feel, you know, like you're not yes. alone in it, I think is super important. So, you know, it doesn't have to be somebody you're related to, it could be a friend that you can just tell that to that understands the weight of it for you. That's kind of my recommendation is mm-hmm. and don't feel like, I think it's easy to feel like you can't bring them up because right. it's like, well, I don't want to bring them up because then I'm going to make them sad. But like sometimes it actually helps to talk
absolutely.
About it.
Because it makes me feel like not everybody's just forgetting about her.
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. know?
Totally. Yeah. I know nothing about Delta 8 and 9.
I honestly don't either. That's what I said. Well, Delta 8 is what's legal, like in Tennessee, that Trace is always.
Yeah, my brother
about.
Trace loves it.
He absolutely loves it, but I actually have not tried it. And, or if I did, I don't remember if I did in Tennessee. I don't think I ever have. And I haven't really researched it either. So I am not a good one to ask about that. But Dr. Amen is absolutely going to say no, 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 no. Anything like that alters your brain. And like, he just does not like us doing substances, especially inhaling it into our lungs. He would absolutely be a big no-no. So him and I talk about that a lot, and he knows that I do smoke, and I actually smoke a lot less than I was. But yeah, if it were up to Dr. Amen, he would absolutely prefer us not to smoke anything yeah. at all. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not super knowledgeable on it, so I cannot say.
Wait, she has something else.
Did she?
Yes.
I think test or anything.
We answered it all.
You guys recommend? Just let me know.
Time management.
No, that was the last question. I think it was just the two things.
Time management. Delta 8 and Mammy.
Yeah.
We did them all.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
thanks for your questions, Christine. Loved it. All right, I have – so this comes out Wednesday. I keep saying today. So a few days ago, I posted a video of my mother laying in the backseat of the car talking about all these pillows that she had to have. So Danielle is asking for the deets.
We have to all get the deets.
On the pillow.
I think it's relaxed the back. It came with a little like thing to carry it in, mm-hmm. so I'll have to look on that.
Oh, is that the one that's the travel pillow?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it did look pretty legit.
I took that on our South America trip, and I slept great on the plane.
Oh, wow.
The ultimate is if they give you a pillow,
uh-huh.
and then you put that on top of it,
oh.
because it just cradles your neck so perfect.
Okay.
It is amazing.
Game changer?
Literally.
Can you get it on Amazon?
I need to look. I don't know, but it is a game changer.
Because that would really just make it even better.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Anya? I think that's her name.
Hi. My question for Tish is, How have you been doing in terms of your mental health? How are you? And what new hobbies have you picked up recently? And yeah, I've been really missing DRMT. I really miss you, Tizzle. Bye.
I remember her from Cyberstone.
I absolutely adore her.
Because I love her accent.
Ugh. Well, first of all, my arm. She is so cute.
So precious.
And you know what? I'm doing so much better. And I actually just did something with Dr. Amen recently. We just taped it. That's going to air. I'm not exactly sure when, but on like brain scans and, you know, just like my journey from, we mostly talked about since like January of this year till now, because I was really struggling for a while with like the worst anxiety ever. It was like, Brandy has never had anxiety, and if you haven't, you just, there's no way to describe how horrible it is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, worked with Dr. Amen a lot and another therapist that I work with. I was actually doing two sessions a week, and I really have just found it so helpful. And exercising has also helped so much. And lots of things. Everything in my life is happy. Somebody just said the other day, I was like, you look so good. What are you doing? And they go, I'm happy.
Mm.
And I was like, well, that's amazing. And yeah, they were like, I literally don't wake up. Like, this is rare, but they were like, for really like the last 5 years, like there has been not a day that I've been had a reason to really just be truly not happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel so blessed to be alive. And like, it was just like so eye-opening. And so, like, I've been trying to, like, live like that. And I just feel like it's helped so much.
Yeah. I love that.
Me too.
I do feel like, for a minute there, I felt like you were having a dip. But now that I'm here, I feel like you're doing pretty good.
I had a little dip.
Yeah, you had a small dip.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're thriving right now.
I am.
You're looking great.
I can't
feeling
remember
great.
Why I dipped. I think maybe because it was Mimi's birthday.
Yeah, I mean, that's normal for there to be dips.
Not Mimi's birthday.
The anniversary.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a dip.
Yeah. Her birthday's kind of coming up soon.
I know.
So I'll have to do something for that.
And I'm really going to miss her on Thanksgiving.
I know. And the holidays are always hard.
I mean, honestly, she'll only stay for 20, like really
20 minutes.
20 to 30 because she loved the meal. Mm-hmm. She was so proud that I could cook it.
I love the meal.
It's so good. And so she would eat, and then she'd go, Camry, if you take me home. And Trace would usually take her home.
Yep. I know. It's definitely different without her, and it's kind of hard. But also, it's nice that we all get to be together and stuff. So
yeah.
On Thanksgiving, so I'm looking forward to that. You know what's before Thanksgiving that I'm really looking forward to is Halloween, baby.
I hate Halloween.
It's my favorite holiday.
Ugh.
Can't wait.
Honestly, I think because, like, when you hear Halloween, you know it's really fall.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, now I have 26 summers.
Oh, here we go.
Like, it is really like, oh, my God, this 26. Is the end of another freaking year.
Yeah.
And I am sad about it.
See, I am just always so ready for the next year. I'm like, I am done with this one. Let's move it on to the next.
Honestly, I would just say if I could pause it right now, I'd be so happy.
No, I don't want to pause.
But that's not happening, so.
I need for it to be at least 55 degrees before we pause.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, I know that you haven't watched The Bachelorette, but I just need to quickly say, it's not that I don't like Zach. I do like Zach. I think he's very handsome. I think he's sweet. I think he's adorable. But after seeing his interactions with the four girls on After the Final Rose, I am worried. I honestly, like, I think after this, you need to just watch what happens, like, when they bring these four girls out and he's just attempting to talk to them. It is not good. It's not good. And honestly, Jesse Palmer, how could you do that? How could you literally stand there on live television and ask him to say, like, remember their names? Like, he just met these four girls live on camera. I'm sure he's a nervous wreck. And Jesse Palmer comes out and he's like, do you remember all their names? And Zach's like, Jesse, come on, dude. And he's like, yeah, name quiz. What are their names? He didn't know any of them. And I was like, that is so mean to do.
Horrible.
I can't believe Jesse did
that. I wouldn't have remembered their names.
No, I wouldn't remember anyone's name. It's a miracle I remember Zach's name. Honestly. But I don't know. I'm a little worried for the season. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Also, speaking of The Bachelor, I just spent the past weekend in Las Vegas, baby. I went to iHeart Festival. I think this is like my sixth iHeart Festival. We've been so many times.
All I remember is it's hot.
Well, the outside part's hot. Yeah. But the inside in the T-Mobile Arena is not, mm-hmm. and that's what I went to. But I had a time hop flashback from 9 years ago when Miley played, and it was when she had, like, the blonde mohawk.
I remember.
Yeah, it was, like, the We Can't Stop era.
She literally slayed it.
Slayed it. She slayed it that year, and then we went back another year where Miley – I think that was 2 years ago – maybe I don't know.
She did
because it was pre-COVID. When she performed inside in the T-Mobile Arena, I forget what year it was. It was maybe like 4 years ago.
Yep.
But I went with Wells because he and I were doing something with T-Mobile.
Yep.
And it was that's where I met Ben Higgins, who I'm still friends with now.
Yep.
But it was Wells, Ben, Dean, Ashley, and Peter Krause. And we all hung out and had the best time. And I have a picture of the boys, of Wells, Dean, Ben, and Peter wearing I Heart MC t-shirts. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
I was just, Ben and I were reminiscing about it because we all came back to Miley's dressing room. And,
yeah.
And there was a tub of those I Heart MC yep. t-shirts. The boys stripped down.
Yep.
Miley was like, so embarrassed. She like ran away because she was like, they're all so hot. And I was like, I know. And she was like, how do you get to hang out with all these guys? I'm like, I don't know. But it was so fun and so funny, and I still have that photo, and it's just so fun to think back. Like for Ben and I, he was there, and he was actually yep. presenting, so we were like, how funny that that's where we met, and we just stayed friends, which has been so cool. So I have so many good memories from iHeart, and I was hoping to see some more. I was shocked I didn't see more Bachelor people there this year because iHeart does a lot with The Bachelorette
yep.
and The Bachelor stuff, but Ben was there. Jason Tardik was there, Caitlin's fiance, so it's good to see him too. And also Hottie Mike. From a few seasons back, he was there too. But yeah, really super, super fun. I love iHeart.
Me too.
It's a good time.
It's such a fun time.
I know. I love it so much. What else we got? I don't know how long we've been talking.
Nobody's on here?
You do this every time. Oh, God.
Didn't that tell it?
No, I don't think. I don't know why it doesn't tell it, but it doesn't. Let's get all the banging out of the way. Any other favorites that you can think of? Any Amazon purchases you want to throw out there?
Oh, let me look.
Did you pull up the order history?
I did.
Yeah, so another thing we did on Sorry We're Stoned, what do we call it? Tish's Baked Goods?
Yep.
We're so dumb.
Honestly, it's good.
Where we talk about Tish's favorite Amazon purchases, because Lord, when I tell you guys this woman orders everything on Amazon, I am not kidding.
I mean, who doesn't? Well, we talked about foam rolling, and so one of my favorite things is this foam roller
mm-hmm.
because it has these, it's like super nubby, which makes it really painful, and it needs to be painful.
Oh.
If it is rolling out your freaking fashion,
tell them. Oh, here we go.
It's gonna need to.
This is the part where she goes silent because she's laughing so hard from being so stoned. This is what I need on camera.
It's going to need to hurt.
This is what I need on camera.
No.
Yeah, I do.
But, okay.
Okay, so what else you got?
No pain.
Oh, boy.
No gain.
Okay.
Okay. I'm pulling it together.
Are you? Oh, boy. I'll tell you what I bought on Amazon recently. So also in Vegas last weekend, I played at Daylight Beach Club. So I had a daytime set. It was a million zillion degrees. And I was like, I have to just wear a swimsuit. Like, it's just too hot to wear clothes. So I did, but I didn't want my ass hanging out. So I bought these.
Wow.
I don't know. It's a little insane. So I bought these sheer mesh black shorts that are like a swimsuit cover up. And I didn't want to do the tie thing because I was afraid I'd be like pulling it up and trying to retie it the whole time, jumping around. So I bought these, the cutest shorts. They have ties down the side to like bunches a little bit on the sides.
Well,
so
I love
cute
that.
But they're completely mesh, so they're like you can kind of see a little booty but not like so much booty. They were literally like $12.
Wait, are they mesh and you wore like a black panty with them?
I wore like a swimsuit underneath.
I love
yeah
that.
It was very cute.
Very
I got
70s.
I got a lot of compliments. So if you're looking for a cute swimsuit cover up, Amazon mesh shorts, $12. Summer's over, but you know,
how much could you possibly buy? I bought the shoes like yours.
I know, I had them on today. All right, well.
Oh, so she told me I absolutely need to be taking magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the one thing your sister takes, because she is so healthy. She's mm-hmm. always taking magnesium. She was like, I need it just for bones and all this stuff, but it helps you sleep, and it just is supposed to regulate your body. Mm-hmm. So she gave me one that is supposed to be like a legit, like it's really going to get in your blood, and you're going to, you won't be healthy.
I've been taking magnesium for years too.
Have you really?
I also give it to Star.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And I did already know the apple cider vinegar, which I'm going to start that again. But then she said, because it's been so hot, and like sometimes I'll get a headache, and she goes, I guarantee you're just dehydrated. Mm-hmm. And she told me about, they're called Cure Hydrating mm-hmm. Electrolyte Mix that you put in water. And she said, like, you can be feeling so tired and run down and drink one of these, and it just helps hydrate you so much quicker than just water.
I'll try that.
Yeah. She says, really good.
Okay.
And then she wants me to get one of these because I'm always hurting having like that sciatica mm-hmm. from your psoas from sitting so long. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's this chair, but you put an exercise ball in the seat.
Yeah.
And then you have to use your core
and
to sit.
And you sit on that?
You sit on that while you work.
Huh.
See?
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to try it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. She goes, and also it's not going to hurt your abs either.
We'll have to put a link to that. That looks sick.
It's, look at it.
Yeah, I like that.
And she said it just makes your body not slouch, or, you know, she just said it's going to put you in the correct position. Mm-hmm. So we'll put all these up, because every time I listen to her, she's right.
She's right.
Sounds like me.
I was knew you were going to say that.
If everybody would just listen.
Okay, well, to close us out here, I was thinking that we could each say our favorite song on Noah's new record. And maybe play just a little bit of it.
All of them.
Well, I know.
Okay, I'm going to tell you my favorite first.
Hold on.
I have two?
Where the heck is... Why does it not come up? Oh, here it is. I would love for you to pick one.
Can I pick two?
Fine. What's...
Okay, the first one I'm going to pick is more fun.
Okay.
And it is I Just Want a Lover.
Mm.
You know what? Everybody just wants to be loved. I love it so much. These first lines, like, I can't take it. She's so good.
In the United Hate of America, the hearts are just as broken as the nation. Tear each other down, trapped inside this permanent staycation. I can't believe I didn't see our mistake is just a state of my identity. And I believed that I would never ever get it right. The twisting of the night, the bending to the break, and then it all goes wrong.
Okay,
it's good.
If Noah Cyrus does not win a Grammy for this record,
I know
there is something so wrong, because the next song is maybe one of the best songs I've ever heard in my life,
mm-hmm.
and it's called My Side of the Bed.
Spend all night on my side of the bed, with my knees and my toes hanging over the edge, cause I know you want space. It's not what you said, but the way that you said that you're fine. When you
I just honestly this may be the first time I listened to it and didn't bawl my eyes out.
I know. It's so, I mean, gosh, everything's so sad.
Just because it is, I just think that every single person has probably felt like that at some point.
For sure.
Just like the fear that you're losing someone.
Mm-hmm.
And that the worst, sickest feeling, and it's almost like, or maybe I'm just a freak.
No, you're not.
And even like, ooh, just like, I know they don't even want to be in bed with me. Like, I just, like, I need to get out because, like, that I feel like, it's the worst feeling.
Yeah.
And I literally, when Noah sings it, like, it, you feel it.
I know.
And it is excruciating.
Mm. Yeah. The whole album's phenomenal. I know she's my sister and we're biased, but I do think everybody should go listen to it.
Well, yes. But this is what I do for a living.
I know.
Noah Cyrus should win a Grammy for this record.
I agree. Period.
Is that what you say?
What? We won't play anymore, but I love the first track, Noah Stand Still, and I also, every beginning ends with Ben Gibbard from Death Cab, like, is so freaking good. We've already played it on this podcast once, so I won't make you guys listen
to
it.
And then
again,
she did the song for my mom that everybody should hear, and it should actually be one of those songs, like, instead of playing it at a wedding, like, when somebody, you lose someone, like, when you listen to it, it's just like, wow.
Yeah.
It is so beautiful. Great.
We're so proud to know E.
It is. Ugh. Okay, I'm just not going to keep going, but everybody should listen to this record. Yep. It's phenomenal.
Yeah. All right. Well, we love you guys so much.
Yep.
I would say I missed Wells, but honestly, I thought we did our job.
I mean, please.
But Wells will be back next week, so we'll be back to your regular scheduled programming. And I'm pretty sure Bachelor in Paradise comes out.
Now that I love.
I think this week.
Yes.
So next week when he's back, we'll have some tea and BIP.
Love it.
All right.
Okie dokie.
Thanks for hanging out, y'all.
Later, guys.
Bye.
I'm Natalie Barbu, host of The Real Real Podcast, where we go behind the highlight reel to find out what's really going on in the lives of content creators, entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. After quitting my corporate job to start my own businesses, I realized that while things might look glamorous on our Instagram feeds, things can get real behind the scenes. You can listen to The Real Real every Monday to start off your week with some realness and inspiration. Find my podcast wherever you're listening right now and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a beat.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.